Hello, everybody. Today's devotional passage comes from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness, there is spread upon the mountains a great and powerful people. Their like has never been before, nor will be again after them through the years of all generations. Fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, but behind them a desolate wilderness, and nothing escapes them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses they run. As with the rumbling of chariots, they leap on the tops of the mountains like the crackling of a flame of fire devouring the stubble, like a powerful army drawn up for battle. Before them, peoples are in anguish. All faces grow pale. Like warriors, they charge. Like soldiers, they scale the wall. They march, each on his own way. They do not swerve from their paths. They do not jostle one another. Each marches in his path. They burst through the weapons that are not halted. They leap upon the city. They run upon the walls. They climb up into the houses. They enter through the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord utters his voice before his army, for his camp is exceedingly great. He who executes his word is powerful. For the day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it? Amen. While in chapter 1 we talked about the devastation of the day of the locust swarm that was sent as God's judgment, we read today that Joel is calling the people to sound the alarm as he had an important warning for God's people. The day of the Lord is coming. It is near. This day of the Lord is referring to the day that Jesus will come back in his glory, bringing his final judgment. And as we read through today's passage, we see the vivid imagery Joel uses to describe the darkness that will come on this day. Now, there are varying interpretations of this passage. Some scholars believe that these are analogies to a human army, while others believe that it will be another swarm of locusts, but much worse than the ones that the Israelites are experiencing at the moment. However, the POSB commentary says this, which summarizes, quote, "Studying this passage, the readers should keep the following fact in mind. The locust invasion of Judah was only a foreshadowing of God's terrible judgment against sin that would come through various armies down through the ages." Unquote. Regardless of what this army exactly will be, the current state that the Israelites are in right now was just a glimpse of what is to come in the day of the Lord. The fires devouring, complete darkness expanding among the mountains, cosmic chaos with the sun and the moon and the stars withdrawing their shine, the earth quaking and the heavens trembling. Joel even says himself with a rhetorical question, who can endure it? Imagine experiencing the locusts swarming around you and hearing this news. There's more to come? Am I the only one who is scared of this? Okay, I'm sure for a devotional, especially if you're listening to this morning, this warning of judgment does not feel that great as reading about God's love. But the judgment of God is just as much part of God's character as his others. It's challenging but important. In verse 11, we see that it is the Lord who utters his voice before his army. It is he who executes his word. We see that ultimately God is the one in control. So, how does this apply to our lives today? I have two main takeaways from today's passage. Number one, God is a just God. This attribute of God is sometimes hard to understand, but his just character is really beautiful. We may struggle with it because oftentimes we have our own standard of what is righteous or just. In fact, in this postmodern world, some people believe that there is no true standard of morality at all. But God's measurement is beyond our finite ways, and He holds the standard of His virtuous character. To go even further, God's other attributes, such as His love, His grace, mercy, and faithfulness, these characteristics of God cannot stand alone without His justice. So the question to ponder and chew on today is this: do I truly love and know God's just character? We can pray for greater understanding in this area today. Number two, this passage is a reminder of how without Jesus, this is what we deserved. Our sin tainted and separated us from God. We had no right or standing to receive forgiveness. This stands as a wake-up call to all of us. I do not want to take advantage of God's grace, yet so many times I'm blinded by the ways of this world and end up focusing only on myself. I pray that today's passage would bring us to a place where we don't want to live lukewarm lives for God, but active and spirit-filled lives with great redemptive purpose. We will dive in more with the redemptive opportunity that God gives us in light of today's passage tomorrow, in tomorrow's devotional. But today, for now, in this moment, let us just acknowledge the goodness of God's just character. Let's pray. God, as we read about your judgment on God's people, we admit it can be quite scary. It's uncomfortable and hard to read. Yet, we know that your character is just, and how that is a beautiful and profound thing. Your just nature illuminates and brings greater depth to your love, your grace, your mercy, and your faithfulness. We ask your Spirit to bring us greater levels of understanding in this area. We want to know you more and to grow in our love for you, God. And we thank you that although your judgment is what we deserved, Jesus took it all for us on the cross. He paid it all and bore our sin. We cannot thank you enough for the gift of life that you have given us, one that spans even this finite time on earth. We ask that this passage would wake us up this morning to examine our own lives, not out of fear, but out of profound understanding that Jesus atoned for our sins. We don't want to live lukewarm lives anymore, God, but we want to live in the fullness of your kingdom purpose. Transform us, mold us, and use us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.